I'm April.
I'm Harley.
And you're listening to House Keys, a HUD podcast.
Well, not so long ago, a lot of them were really worried about emancipating and aging out of foster care. It's a lot less scary now.
This is a really exciting episode because today we are talking about Foster Youth to Independence, which is a program that helps former foster youth find a home. As many as 20,000 youth age out of the foster care system every year, and a quarter of them will experience homelessness within 4 years.
I'm really excited to talk about this as well because it's a problem that may not be a problem for much longer. Since FYI launched a year ago, HUD has helped 844 youth obtain their own apartment through the program, and we're just getting started.
It's incredible to think about how much good FYI has been able to do in such a short period of time. And with us today to talk about these amazing accomplishments are the very people that made it happen.
On the line, we have Ruth Ann White, National Director for the Center for Housing and Child Welfare, and former Foster Youth and Action Ohio representatives, Michael Outrich and Joshua Hatch. Thank you for joining us today.
Thank you so much for having us.
Starting with you, Ruth, can you tell us about your background and how you came to get involved with the FYI initiative?
Yeah, so I've been working in federal housing policy for the better part of 20 years. But for about the last 10 years, I've had this incredibly rich relationship with Action Ohio, which is a youth-founded organization in Ohio, and it is just the model for how to do real, pure advocacy with a youth voice. And so together we dove into about 30 years of federal regulations to figure out how to end homelessness for youth aging out of foster care.
And how about you, Michael?
So I aged out of foster care from Cuyahoga County, in the Cleveland area, in 2011. And I aged out of a group home, and I went to Ohio University to start my undergrad in geographic information sciences, where I had struggled with housing and was homeless during college breaks. And I got affiliated with Action Ohio through my time there and working with foster care youth there.
And how about you, Josh?
So I spent about 8 years in the child welfare system, and through my own personal experiences and experiences of my peers and foster brothers that I lived with, I noticed that there was a real need for advocacy. Those were all the experiences that pretty much helped me to continue to advocate for foster youth and what I felt like foster youth needed throughout this nation.
I think it's amazing that you all saw a problem and decided to be part of the solution. So for our listeners who may not know, Ruth, you can take this question. What is Foster Youth to Independence?
Well, Foster Youth to Independence is a major shift in American social policy brought to us courtesy of the youth themselves. So here's what FYI does. It taps tenant protection vouchers to provide vouchers on demand anywhere in the country, perfectly timed with the young person's emancipation, meaning they never have to be homeless. But I just want to emphasize, the Foster Youth Independence Program wouldn't exist today if youth hadn't figured out that there's a synchronization problem with the Family Edification Program and delivered that message directly to Dr. Carson. And my goodness, he was such a willing participant in that conversation. As soon as he heard the youth's proposal, he said, I don't see any reason to wait. Let's move. And I just found that extraordinary.
Listening to you tell that story, it gives me goosebumps because it's pretty amazing how from proposal to end, this program was up and running in 4 months. So that's pretty amazing. Why do you think that FYI is important?
This is Joshua. I think FYI is important just because the simple fact that a lot of foster youth lack the support to transition from being youth to adult. And what this really does is just closes that gap a little bit for one, but it also, helps prevent kids from being out on the street, which should be, the nation's number one priority is the future of our country, and that's these youth. Per se, they're part of that population, of course. So I think that's what makes this so important.
And then I would second what Josh has said. I'd also like to add that these vouchers roll over. So after a youth goes through the program, that voucher can be reused and recycled. And I think that's a really great way to use resources very efficiently in a time where housing need and demand is very great.
And it keeps this program rolling forward for multiple generations, which is fantastic. So how did your experience in foster care shape your approach to this problem?
I think my experiences in foster care just really helped me to understand that all of us have needs, and all of us need support. And this program really allows for some of us to have that support that we lack in our community or throughout our life and our family. And having the personal experience that I have and being in foster care for so long, I was able to see so many different people come into my life, different like foster brothers and siblings, and seeing how their lives spanned out. And a lot of them had unfortunate turnovers and ended up in unfortunate circumstances. And seeing that with my own eyes helped me to make better decisions. And so my experiences really just helped me hone my skills and hone my personality and really helped me to be a leader and make good decisions, not only for myself, but also for other people in the foster care system.
Yeah, and I'd also like to add, you know, I had friends that got accepted into public universities, some into the trade schools, you know, and really, like, had a lot of high goals and a lot of aspirations. But housing was a huge barrier, and as a result, you know, they lost out on those potential opportunities. You know, once you have housing, everything else, you know, may not be easy, but, you know, if you can tackle those challenges a lot easier when you have a roof over your head.
Every time we talk with foster youth about this program, they share something similar to what you just said, Michael, that once their housing was sorted out, the world and their life felt manageable. How would you all describe this program's impact on housing insecure youth?
It allows them the time and space to really start working at those other things, you know, that I mentioned earlier around, like, do I want to go to school? Do I want to, you know, pursue my goals and aspirations that I had, you know? And then the response has been largely positive from the youth that I've talked to. And they're very grateful that this opportunity has opened up because, you know, not so long ago, you know, a lot of them were really worried about emancipating and aging out of foster care and really trying to figure out what that housing situation was going to look like or what their plan was going to be. It's a lot less scary now. It's not such a steep cliff. And that's from what I've seen.
Having a strong support system is crucial. Thank you both for sharing that. Ruth, from an administrative standpoint, what moment sticks out to you as emblematic of FYI's success?
One of my favorite moments was we meet regularly, like, and the foster youth meet regularly with HUD's staff. And so we had an in-person meeting, and we showed up at 10 a.m. Ryan Jones walks into the conference room and sits down and says that he just approved 4 FYI vouchers. And I said, do you mean yesterday? He said, no, this morning. So the fact that this is such a streamlined process, that emails come in and Ryan and Michelle Daniels can approve them immediately, it has an impact on everybody. So I feel this is a major shift in American social policy, and it's administratively, a lot of the burdens have been relieved. That's also the case for the housing authority. So it's extraordinary.
That's fantastic. Thank you all for joining us for such an important and impactful conversation. I'd love to end by having each of you go around and tell us just a sentence or two about your hopes for the future of the FYI program.
My hopes for the future is for it to be available to all former foster youth that are emancipating and need to rely on this resource to help them throughout life and engaging or going into adulthood, and for them to be able to just rely on it if they need it nationwide. Pretty much at any point. I think that's really where I see this going as far as in the future.
I would say that that FYI would help with the foster care youth population that's aging out of foster care reach functional zero when it comes to homelessness, so that no youth or young adult that's in foster care that ages out experiences homelessness.
So The future of FYI is really exciting because we spent the first year or so just trying to raise awareness about it. And the fact that Secretary Carson designated a former foster youth and professional in his own right, Christopher Patterson, to be the lead on it has been extremely lucrative. For the next phase of FYI, we really want to kind of revert back to what the youth intended in their original proposal, that every young person who needs FYI is able to access it and that it is used for a true platform for self-sufficiency for all of the young people so that within 3 years they can build up savings and be ready to fly. So that's really the future of FYI, that it is a true platform for self-sufficiency.
It was so great to talk to all of you. I am excited to see where you go and to watch how the FYI initiative impacts youth's lives for generations moving forward. So thank you.
Thank you so much for having us.
You can find more information about the FYI initiative by visiting HUD's website, which will be linked in our podcast episode's notes.
Thank you for listening to House Keys, the podcast all about housing and the people who make it possible.
You can visit us online at hud.gov/podcast and in the Apple iTunes store.